Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and this hour we're going to be speaking with the student of the gun, the professor from the student of the gun. That is one Paul Markle. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, man. I'm doing well.
What did you train over the weekend? What were you teaching?
We had our martial application of the pistol class, which is our 2-day pistol training class.
And is that martial as in MARTIAL, the war application of a pistol?
That's right. Okay. Meaning to fight.
Yep.
To engage in combat.
That's the only reason I have a pistol. Right. Anyway.
That's right.
You know what I discovered?
What'd you discover?
So I've taken my cues from you. I'm putting red dots on my two primary guns. And these guns were not MOS ready, so I had to take them and put them with somebody to have them milled down to the right height.
Okay.
So the accurate sights will still be in play with this setup. So I'm happy with that. But then, because these two guns are going to be out of commission, I decided to go out and find me some piece of junk Glock 19, which I did. Went out and found myself a piece of junk Glock 19. Now, the only thing is, if I'm going to have a Glock nowadays, it's going to have sights and the trigger, right? So I saw this.
Yep.
So I went looking for the Accurate sights on Amazon, which you remember last time we went there, and I was able to get them here in a week. You want to know what the lead time is on them now?
Tell me.
3.5 weeks.
What? Did we sell them out?
We sold them out.
We
sold them out to the degree that Bill could not get any sights. So I ended up having to go to Palmetto State Armory, and I got some triges to put on it.
Well, come on now. There's other people. There's other companies that are selling Accurate. You could have bought them straight from Night Vision.
Could I?
Yeah, you can buy them straight from Night Vision. Well, you can buy them from the manufacturer.
Okay, I didn't even think of it. Well, I mean, the last time we went looking, that's where you told me to go look. And my figuring is this. If Amazon is out, what does that say for the rest of the world? I mean.
Well, I know that
I'm going to call CJ and ask him, because I was talking to Taryn Butler, and he's going to be sending me some stuff, and one of the guns is going to need Night Vision sights on them. And when I went there, they did have Night Vision sights that were not Accurate sights. They just didn't have them for a Glock.
It looks like Optics Planet has one. They've got them in stock. For the 43 and 42 and 43X.
But not
they've
for
got them in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got them in stock for the Smith & Wesson M&Ps. Man, it doesn't look like they have any socks for the 19s. We got to start making more sights, man. I got to get with those dudes and start making more sights.
That's right. I mean, those sights, the Paul Markle student of the gun collaboration is a fine set of sights. It is a really, and for fast acquisition, there is no better iron sight that I've ever used, including the big dots. I thought the big dots ruled all, but no.
Yeah, well, the truth is the polymer, you know, those guys, they're no slouches. They know what they're doing. And they're taking a super bright tritium rod, and they're putting it into translucent polymer so that the polymer is not shading the tritium. It's actually letting it bleed through. It's letting it come through. So, and it's the best tritium you're going to get in the United States because, well, those guys make the compasses for the U.S. military. Therefore, they are first in line to get the good tritium. And you'd be crazy not to take advantage of that.
I didn't know they made the compasses.
Oh, yeah. Their sister company, Kamenga. Their sister company, Kamenga, has been making the nuclear compasses, the tritium compasses for the U.S. military for 35 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So chances are, if you had a G.I. Joe tritium compass, that they made it.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Another thing I saw that was of interest, I thought I might would ask you about this. I saw this video where they were doing a shakedown of some special forces operations unit in the Army. And this was only like 2 or 3 months old. And they said, what are your standard handguns issued? And they were Glock 19s. And not the. And then in the same vein, I saw some Navy SEAL who does a YouTube channel called 3 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 2 M17 failures out of the 6 hours that were in his class that he was teaching the military sidearm, the 6 hour M17, not the M18.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that really interesting that because I've heard from various people in the military today that the M17 does have issues.
Oh yeah, yeah. It has issues because they listened to the big army when they designed it. You know, they're like, you know, that's part of the problem is you listen to big army, you listen to officers who sit in desks at the Pentagon tell you how to design things. That's the crazy thing is they never ask the guys. Now see, that's why SOCOM is different. See, SOCOM's been carrying Glocks for a long time.
Right.
They've been carrying Glocks for 20 years because those guys can pick and choose and buy whatever they want. They have their own budget.
Right.
You know, they have a discretionary budget. But big Army, Marine Corps, Navy, you know, the conventional military, they have to basically take whatever, you know, the Marine Corps, Navy, and the Air Force, they get the sidearms that the Army decides on. That's right. How that works.
Right.
So when you got these guys, you know, you got a bunch of generals sitting around in D.C. and, you know, basically just, you know, going out for steak dinners and, you know, bourbon and coke and hookers with these manufacturers. You know, you end up with things that aren't necessarily great.
Hmm. Bourbon and coke and hookers. I think
well, that's because steak, you know, steak, to their credit, bought more. They bought more steak dinners, more bourbon, more coke, and more hookers than Glock did. So they got the contract.
That's how that worked out. They got the contract because of that. More. Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Absolutely. It's not because it's a better tool. It's not because it's a better tool. I mean, holy heck, Bill, let's talk about track records. If you're a military and you're considering buying a handgun, what handgun should you consider more strongly? A handgun design that has a 35-year or almost 40-year track record, or a handgun that was invented 2 years ago?
I would think, you know, I don't understand the whole modularity thing anyway.
It's ridiculous.
If it's not something that you can implement in the battlefield, why would that even be a consideration?
Well, and the idea that they're going to give, you know, you were PFC snuffy at one time, and so was I.
Yeah.
The idea that the guys in the armory are going to hand you a kit and allow a PFC to modify his gun is ludicrous.
Yeah,
there's no possible way that's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. The website for Paul's Enterprise. It's called studentofthegun.com. Now, Student of the Gun, one of the things you can go get right now, also at Amazon, is How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. That book has just come out. Right now it is number one on some metric at Amazon that Paul showed me the other day. So you guys ever
It was on Saturday night. It was the number one bestseller in the shooting sports category on Amazon.
Yeah. So keep going and buying it because Paul is very easy, and a very easy teacher to comprehend. That's the thing. You got to be able to get what he's saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We just mentioned his book, which just came out, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, available right now at Amazon. And the hard, in the hard copy, the actual physical book, or in the Kindle as well, you can get that. And it's
available. Yeah, if you want to do that, man, you can do that.
Get the hard copy. Sure. You make notes and scribble it and everything.
Absolutely.
And then if you come and take a class, you can show it, and he'll sign it and everything. He'll be so happy to see you.
Yeah, Bill, we really didn't talk about it in depth because we were just getting everything 100% lined up. But, we've been working on Student of the Gun University and that is essentially we've created a hybrid collegiate level training school for firearms now.
Okay.
And, the big change is, you've taken a bunch of classes, I'm sure. And when you go to, let's say you book a 2-day class for a pistol class or a rifle or whatever.
Sure.
And you go there and you go to the class. They tell you where to go. They'll be at this building at 9 a.m., be in your chair at the table, and the guys come in front of you and you do an hour, 2 hours or so, maybe a little more of instruction to get everybody on the same sheet of music, everybody understanding the rules and, the universal safety rules and how they're expected to handle guns and, all of that stuff. And that's the standard. But I also know men, I know American men because I am one of them. Mm. And, what they'll do is they'll book a class. They're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Student of the Gun University or I'm going to go to Tactical Response. I'm going to go to whatever. And they book a class for 2-3 months away. And in the meantime, they're like, well, before I get there, I better do some practicing. Before I go there, I better do some, quote, they say training for themselves, but they're not. I better go to YouTube, and I better look up some videos about what I should do. That's the absolute worst possible thing you could do. That's like saying, well, next weekend, I'm going to take golfing lessons. I'm going to take golf lessons next weekend because I never golfed, but I want to be good, so I'm going to take a lesson. But before I go there, I'm going to go to the local range and I'm going to buy a bucket of balls and I'm going to whack 100, 200, 500 balls before I go take my golf lesson.
Right.
So that way I'll look better or whatever. That's a terrible idea because now when you go to take your golf lesson, the instructor is going to have to correct 500 swings of, errors. He's going to have to remove what we call training scars. He's going to have to correct all these bad habits that you ingrained by trying to teach yourself.
Right.
And that's what men do. We're like, wow, I don't want to look silly or look bad or I don't want to look good when I go to the training class. So I'm going to go and I'm going to go online and check out a bunch of videos and go to the range and quote practice. And then they show up on the range with all kinds of bad habits, bad, training scars. So what we did, Bill, is we created a program where we have both a home study / distance learning and residency. So as soon as you go to SOTGU, that's short for Student of the Gun University, SOTGU.com, and you sign up for the next martial application of the pistol class, right? You do that, do everything you need to do, and you'll have instant access to the home study course. And it is a directed learning program. And there's written tests, digital tests. There are modules, and we're going to ship you a book. We're going to ship you the manual. Obviously the manual takes a couple of days to get to you, but you can read that. There's videos. There's tips, lessons, and we'll give you all you need to keep you busy while you're waiting for your residency day to roll around. And of course my sons aren't fools. They can track every student's progress. They know whether you completed the module, whether you did the work, and that way when our students arrive for a class, they all that stuff that you normally sit in the classroom and, for a couple of hours and do.
Right.
They've already done it all. They're already way ahead of the game before we even see their faces. So, by doing that and by providing them with the book, with the videos, with the test material, with the guided learning experience, by the time they show up to train with us, they're already way ahead of the curve. They're already probably way more comfortable. They'll feel less intimidated, and they'll be better prepared to start launching bullets. And that's what we did this weekend. We had the martial application of the pistol class, and the students had all been given access to the online learning program before they got there. And that's the future. That's the future. And I fully expect other companies to try and replicate it, and I welcome them to try, because if you ask Jared, it is not easy, my brother.
I would imagine that takes a degree of pre-planning and setup that would be probably sort of difficult to...
Well, there's a lot. There's so much that the end user never sees, you know. There's all that background stuff that the end... Because these, believe it or not, these computer programs and these lessons and that stuff doesn't create itself. It takes a person. Yeah. It takes people to do that. So I'm pretty excited about it. We had a great weekend. Boy, the weather was fantastic. It's crazy because 2 weeks ago it was cold and gray and nasty. This weekend it got into the upper 60s every day. The wind wasn't bad. The sun was shining. Man, it was a blessing.
And what was the class?
The pistol class, martial application.
Oh, my
pistol.
Bad. Yep.
You know where we're going to be in March.
Where are you going to be in March?
We're going to take the show on the road, because there's probably going to be 2 feet of snow on the ground up here in the mountains. So we're going to come down out of the mountains. We're going to go to Tennessee to tactical response. And we're going to teach that class at tactical response in Camden in the middle of March. And then we're also going to be in Texas near a place called Nacogdoches. If you know where that is,
I know where Nacogdoches is. Yeah.
Yeah. If you know where Nacogdoches, if you know where that is, we're going to be very near there. Also the week after we teach in Tennessee. So we are going to do it on the road. And then once the snow thaws, we'll be doing a whole bunch more training up here in the mountains.
So how many days will the class be at tactical response?
It's two. It's going to be a Saturday, Sunday.
Ah.
You know, show up Friday night if you're not local. You know, if you're local, then you don't have to worry about it. But show up Friday night, get settled in, and, you know, we'll teach you Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday afternoon, you're released to go home.
Oh. All I got to do is figure out how I would get back in time to do the show the next day.
Yeah, that's is that a little bit of a jaunt for you? How long of a drive?
It's a 7-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I've done it. I mean, I did it before. I learned the hard way not to listen to the GPS program in the car at the time, because it took me to Georgia first, to Atlanta, before it sent me to Camden. Instead of 7 hours, it was about 9.5. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. He is the professor, and we're just talking stuff with guns, training with guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. As voting continues across several states, many pivotal races are being watched closely. Kentucky features a contest between Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican contender Daniel Cameron. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is vying for re-election against challenger Brandon Presley. Ohio's ballot includes a measure on abortion rights. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but it's under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
To National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. The case centers on a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and then made threats against her life. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Excuse me, that was great. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Paul Markle. Now, I've been looking at some of these guys with some of their belt setups. What is your belt setup, if I may ask?
Oh, my external, obvious training belt setup?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a Blackhawk setup. The belt is from Blackhawk, the mag carrier is from Blackhawk, the holster is from Blackhawk. It's one of their new ones with the thumb release. I'm kind of a jerk for not remembering the exact model, but it's
T-Series.
Yeah, it's a T-Series. It's a T-Series. So when you establish the grip on the pistol, your thumb hits the release that's kind of covered, hidden between the holster and your body, and releases it. It's a good rock solid holster. And the belt is rock solid, and yeah, that's what I use when, if I'm going to be obvious. You know, if I'm not, if I'm concealed carrying, I just wear a crossbreed holster tucked into my pants like I'm doing right now.
Now, with your crossbreed holster, are you carrying a gun that has an optic and a flashlight on it?
No, I'm just carrying a, my everyday, all-the-time carry is a Glock 48. I've got a 48. It sits nice and securely up against my body, and right. Nobody's ever the wiser.
So, which T-Series are you using, the Level 2 or the Level 3? Or do you know?
I think it's technically considered the 2 because it's the one for the optic-mounted gun that has the hood or the protective cover.
Right.
So when you put the gun in, if it has an optic, it kind of has a little hood that gives it a little extra level of protection. It's the one that I'm wearing on the cover of the book of the How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL book.
I see. And with Do you run a? Let me look at that. I didn't even look at that. So you don't run a thigh strap with that particular holster. You don't need to.
No, you don't need to. It's very rigid. It doesn't stick down. It's low on purpose so that it wouldn't ride up high. If you had armor or a plate carrier, it wouldn't touch that. But it's not so low that it's like way down on your thigh.
You know, the only problem I have running a gun with a flashlight that just irritates me to no end, it seems like they could make one holster to fit all the flashlights, but everybody makes the holsters to fit the Surefire X300, which on...
Well, now, the one I've got is the exact opposite. It's the Streamlight TLR1.
Oh.
Well. Yeah, the one I've got... Now, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, most of, like, if you look up light-bearing holsters, almost everybody is, like, for X300. But this particular one, the one from Blackhawk, well, because, you know, when you put a flashlight on a gun, the safety mechanism or the security mechanism can't grasp onto the frame or the trigger guard or any of that stuff because the light is wider than the frame is.
Right.
So in that Blackhawk holster, it's actually gripping. It's holding onto the flashlight part. That's what it's securing to.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it's kind of like light wars. You've got these light, you know, the flashlight wars going on between Streamlight on one side and Surefire on the other side.
Well, like, it is, so, like, if I put a, I have one Streamlight X300 light. So if I stick that on the Glock 17, that looks okay. It doesn't look ridiculous. You don't have, you know, 5 feet of light protruding in front of the gun for it to get all nice and sooty. And you have to put Burt's Bees all over the lens to where it doesn't build up to where you can't see the light if you tried to turn it on. Mm-hmm. If I did that, would that then work with all of, with my Glock 45 with the Surefire light, with my Glock 19 with the Surefire light? Would it work with all of them if I just put the Surefire light on those guns? Or do you know?
Well, the frame size for the 45 is a 17. The frame is exact same. It's just got a 19 length slide on it. So the frame for the 45 and the 17 should be, for all intents and purposes, identical.
Right.
So, that rig that you're, whatever you're putting it in, it's using the light. For this, you know, it's, whether it's molded to the light, like I've got a almost concealed carry holster, you know, it doesn't stick out really far from my body, but it's molded very specifically for a 17 with a Surefire light on it. And it fits very well. It fits very snugly and securely. So I would expect that if you put your Surefire X300 on either your 17 or your 45, that it should fit in the holster just fine.
And you like that holster better than the Safariland one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've run Safarilands, and I've run Blackhawks, and I've run, you know, Uncle Mike's back in the old days when Uncle Mike's was making duty holsters, you know. I can't remember the exact model. But it was the one that the military was using. I broke that sucker. I broke it because I did so many draws. I was doing probably 100 to 200 draw strokes every training day. And that was 5 days a week. So, you know, you're talking about 1,000 draw strokes a week. When I called them up, I said, hey, can you have a replacement part for that? And they're like, yeah, it's called a new holster. That's what it's called.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing about holsters that irritate me to no end. Okay? The holsters that are the higher-end holster, like I'm on Amazon right now, and here's a Safariland 6300 automated locking system duty holster, red dot sight compatible, that fits the Streamlight TLR2.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one of those. I don't know anybody that runs one of those. I either run the TLR 7 or 8 size or the 1.
Right.
Now, it looks like the TLR2, as far as the holster rendition, is about the same size as the 1. But
I think the 1 and the 2 are pretty close to being the same size.
I guess I could go and look at their website or something, the Streamlight's website, to look at the two of them and see if there's any difference. But, see, these fitted holsters like this, they cost this much money. if you go out and buy one and then you get it and you're like, all right, finally my holster gets here, and then you're ready to go and you break everything down and screw on the QLS on it and take off the paddle, that the stupid paddle it comes with, and then you finally got it to go, and then your gun won't go in it because the TLR-1 does not line up with the TLR-2 slots, and then you have to go find a TLR-2. And, I mean, this is what irritates me about these holsters. Now, a holster like this, is this a necessary piece of kit if you run out the door?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's like, is that something I absolutely have to have, you know? And, you know, that's funny. I forgot. So the one I was using when I was a contractor was the SLS. And then they came out with the, because mine had the what they call the bale, you know, that loopy dealio, that you flip up over the top.
Right. They still
have that. That's what we were using. Yeah, that's what we were using with the Berettas. And what we found out was that when they came out with the ALS for the Beretta, it was supposed to grab on to that open portion of the slide. Because, you know, the Beretta has a weird open slide. And it really didn't. You could pull it through, like without releasing the release, you could grab a hold of the Beretta and you could just yank it out of an ALS. It wasn't with the other guns, with, you know, normal like SIGs and Glocks, it wouldn't do that. But with the Beretta, because it had that weird, you know, oddly shaped slide, it would do that.
Right.
So Safari Land makes good stuff. I'm not crapping on Safari Land. They make good stuff, and they've made good stuff for a long time. It's just, you know, what floats your boat, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, will the Black Hawk work with the QLS system? Yeah, and the only reason I ask is I have some of those. You know what?
Yeah,
before you answer that, we're coming up to the last break.
Darn it.
Paul Markle, of course, is the student of the gun. He's also the professor at the student of the gun, and very shortly he's about to have his own little PragerU happening. Student of the Gun University is coming on board. In addition to his latest book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, find it on Amazon, get the hard copy, which is what I recommend, or the Kindle copy. He's number one. Something to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, joining us once again from the student of the gun is Professor Paul Markle. We've been talking about holsters and gear and guns, and mainly holsters and gear. So we've established you've used Safari Land, you're using Blackhawk right now. Are there any holsters that you would say people should stay away from? You ever tried one that has, you've been like,
Oh, yeah. Well, something that that was painfully obvious this weekend for a couple of our students is when you go bargain shopping on Amazon for holsters and you buy these no name, which are, or these weird name, you know, the, you know, Screaming Eagle holster or whatever. A lot of this stuff is just Chinesium. And if you're going to buy a holster, buy it from an American company. Just buy it from an, like a no kidding American company like Crossbreed, like Safari Land, like Blackhawk, you know, or Galco or Comtac. But, you know, these, we had people and they ended up handicapping themselves because they went and they bought this, you know, no name plastic holster and it looked good. Boy, the ad sure did look good. But it wouldn't fit on their bodies right, or they went to draw the gun and the whole entire holster comes out, you know, they draw the gun and then they draw the holster with the gun and then it won't work. And, you know, just, you know, spend the extra $5 or $10, you know, don't, if there's one piece of advice I can give you guys, do not bargain shop when it comes to holsters, because what you're going to have to end up doing is just buying another holster anyway, because a used holster is worth nothing. It's worth less. So you end up with a box full of, you know, garbage holsters.
It's
you
like mine that I've got over there. Now my holsters aren't garbage. It's just that I don't use them on a daily basis.
Well, you know, we have different holsters for different things. But, you know, that's one thing I see from students, especially new gun people, is they have no problem buying a Glock 43 or a Glock 19, and then they'll go and spend $38 on a plastic Amazon holster. And they come to the range and, you know, to try to do a 2-day class with this cheap piece of crap holster, and they're struggling with it the whole time. And so instead of focusing on learning, they're focusing on trying to make their cheap equipment work.
Right.
So, yeah, buy it from a brand name. Buy it from Crossbreed. Buy it from Blackhawk or Safari Land or whatever. Don't, these Chinese AM holsters, and you know, like there are some holsters that are they seem like they're American companies, and maybe the headquarters is in California, but it's Chinese slaves over in Peking that are actually assembling these holsters for $2.
Well, here's the thing about holsters, and this is the thing that I have run into. The problem I have with holsters is that I ordered two holsters to go with my guns from We the People Holsters. And these are just holsters I'm going to wear with a belt, just wearing, walking around. One's outside the waistband, one's inside the waistband. They're designed for optics and lights, okay? I ordered those on the 26th of October. They haven't even started the order yet. And they claim to, fulfill your order within 5 to 7 working days, which today is 7 working days, which they're out of Las Vegas. So unless something really crazy happens, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you buy, you know, a lot, it's hard for holster companies. I feel bad for these guys because, you know, like we just talked about, whether if the pistol makers aren't changing the configuration, then you've got the light guys, the people changing the configuration of the lights. Or, you know, there's 8 different types of tack lights, you know. We didn't even touch the Olight thing yet. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
You don't like Olights?
Oh, no, but I'm saying the size.
Yeah.
They're completely different. It's not the same as a Surefire. It's not the same as Streamlight.
Nope.
So now you got another size to deal with.
They're close enough to the other sizes to be problematic, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you got to look at these guys who are making holsters, and, they're not going to stock a holster that they sell once every 6 months. It'd just be crazy, you know, because that's just inventory. That's like, you know, it's like trying to sell t-shirts and stock in a whole bunch of size small or size 4X shirts. You know, you got to stock, you got to have what most people want. And if it's something unique or strange or different, you just got to make it, you know, custom made to order. And that's what a lot of these companies are doing, or they're making them to order. And what they try to do is they try and make all the common stuff, like the Glock 43s and 19s and the SIG 365s and stuff. They'll make that stuff, and that's what you'll find on the shelves at your local sporting goods store, you know. I was in there today.
Unless you're like DeSantis that has such a major, major distribution network. Yeah? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, all of them are still struggling to try and fulfill. You know, they're trying to forecast the American gun buyer's desires is what they're doing. They're trying to stay ahead of that and figure out which gun's going to be the popular one. And then, of course, it used to be people were buying like laser modules and putting them on them. And that's gone away. But now everybody's making guns that you can put red dots on. So now they've got to make sure that the holster that they're making is, you know, will accommodate the red dots, whether it's a Hellcat or a SIG or a Glock or whatever, you know. So I understand their plight, I really do. But when it comes down to it, I would tell your listeners, look, man, don't buy cheap stuff. Don't if you're going to Amazon, you're like, oh well, that Blackhawk one's $47, but this one here, this Screaming Eagle holsters is only $32, and it looks like it's the same. Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, I'm looking at We the People right now. Still unfulfilled. And this is the thing. You know, I try to get holsters at work that fit. They're going to do it, and this is what you run into. And I'm not going to call them or anything right now because... just because they would say, well, you know, it takes X amount of days to do it. And I guess that's what some people, and I guess the moral of the story is if you're going somewhere or if you're going to get a gun and everything, then
there's no. Well, I can tell you what.
Yeah,
go ahead. What just happened, Bill,
okay,
is all, after about a year and a half of the concealed carry gun buying all trending down, what just happened? the attacks in Israel,
yep.
1,000 civilians killed by terrorists, and all of a sudden, Americans are like, I probably should start carrying a gun. And so these companies that were laying off employees, these holster companies that were laying off employees because their sales were down so far, all of a sudden, they just got a spike in sales.
Sure.
And what do? You know, they're like, crap. You know, we just laid off 20 people last month because our sales are down, and now we have this huge spike, and everybody's screaming for holsters.
Beg them back. Beg for them to come back.
Yeah.
I don't get the gun industry at large sort of is a mystery to me. The gun industry is very reactive.
Yeah, that's the thing is we're playing this reactive game, and it's terrible for a business owner.
Yeah.
You know, that's a terrible business model, you know. But Jared would be very remiss if I did not remind you and your listeners that we have not just our pistol class, but we have shotgun, we have rifle, we have the long range rifle, we have the close up rifle, you know, the fighting type rifle.
Right.
All those class dates are on the SOTGU.com right now.
I want to try to figure out the tactical response class. I need to try to figure that one out.
So enrollment is open at this very moment in time.
I would just be the one that was off to the side listening and it wouldn't be officially a part of the class. If I find a way to get up there, I'll be the one. Brady said he might be. Oh, there he is. He's in the bushes. You don't have to be in the bushes, Bill. Come on out.
Let us know, man. If you can make it, it's going to be the middle of March. It's going to be the middle of March in Camden, Tennessee.
Gotcha. I might be able to take time off by then. We'll have to see. We will definitely have to see. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir. The book is called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL from one of the most steady instructors out there. No dogma involved with Mr. Markle. Only practical technique. And, I mean, he's trained with the best. He's trained some of the best. He's been trained by some of the best. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.